I have known of a couple people who've told me clearly that they had a near-death experience. This phenomena is usually reported after an individual has been pronounced clinically dead or very close to death. And they speak clearly to me about how they felt and what they saw. They report feeling a sense of peace, well-being, painlessness, positive emotions, and a sense of removal, detachment from this world. But not only have I known people that have had a near-death experience, I also know people who have had a near-life experience. They came really, really close to experiencing joy, passion, new beginnings, love, vibrancy, and optimism. You see, instead of doing, they were distracted. They're dreaming and they're focusing on disappointments. Instead of living and acting on their spiritual impulse to create, their courage dies, their faith dies, their trust dies, and their confidence dies. Depression and pain can numb you and place you in an emotional coma or paralysis of analysis. You begin to overthink your steps. Indictments, hurt, abandonment, rejection, and jealousy from others can cripple you, and you eventually flatline emotionally. No joy, no dreams, no confidence, no purpose, no worth, and no faith. But my friend, one of the ways to breathe life into your dreams and purpose is to surround yourself with people who are fully alive. You want to build your faith and sense of worth by dealing with any sense of shame, guilt, or fears. You want to learn how to arrest the thief called procrastination. You want to get out of any comfort zone of defeat, a rut, or what's the use attitude. Now, don't just stick your toe in the water when you begin to feel you want to come alive. I want you to jump in. Don't just stick your toe in the water. Jump in. I mean, the water's going to be cold and startling at first. But, you know, the longer you stay in, the more your body will adjust. So as you feel your body coming alive, it could seem like a shock. It could seem different. It could seem strange. It could seem even intimidating to believe and dream big again. I want you to become super intentional with your thoughts, your emotions, and actions to be resilient and proactive after any season of challenges, loss, setbacks, or pain. It happens to us all. Open up your lungs and breathe. Open up your mind and believe again. Open up your journals and your inspirational books. Give yourself spiritual and emotional CPR before you flatline. Have a life experience, not a near life, but a life experience, because life is calling you. Life is a gift. So you want to learn to endure it.